Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia is willing to discuss the lengthening of its three-hour delay suspension of military action in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo, according to UN officials who are also investigating reports that a bomb containing chlorine gas was used by the Syrian military in the area. Amin Saikal, a regional analyst with Australian National University, speaks with VOA about the possible use of gas.
It's not exactly clear, but we do know that the regime has used it before. That is the Assad regime. And this is not, if that's really the case, this is not the first time that the Assad regime has crossed the red line. I mean, it's done it before. And in 2013, it used chemical weapons, and that was established that the Assad regime had done it. Of course, that's what prompted President Obama to claim that the Assad regime had crossed the red line and he was going to inflict punitive measures.
The British nonprofit organization Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported barrel bombing. It did not mention chlorine, but said that several people were having trouble breathing after the bombing. Russian UN envoy Vitaly Churkin says the issue of Crimea's annexation will never be revisited. Russia's accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on the disputed peninsula. Churkin called the alleged plots a clear act of sabotage and terrorism. UN Security Council met in emergency session on Ukraine's request to discuss the tensions. Local news media in Nigeria reporting two new cases of polio on what would have been the country's two-year anniversary of being polio-free. Nigeria's health minister called it a setback. This is VOA News.